Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is Weddings Without Extravagance. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, who says in His book, إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Indeed, He does not like the extravagant. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His messenger, who said, أَعْظَمُ النِّسَاءِ بَرَكَةً أَيْسَرُهُنَّ صَدَاقًا, that the most blessed of women are those who are the most easygoing when it comes to maintenance and giving of dowry. O Allah, send Your peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who continue in guidance in the best of ways. Amma ba'd, to continue. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ, and fear Allah and know that you will meet him. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us by saying, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And amongst His signs is that He created for you from yourselves spouses, that you may find tranquility in them. And He placed between you affection and mercy. Indeed, brothers and sisters, one of the greatest objectives and purposes of marriage is to attain unto this sakina, as Allah says, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. And this sakina or tranquility is a happiness that is premised on a state of realization. It is a happiness that is premised on a deep commitment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, that in turn is premised on affection and mercy. And these two dimensions of commitment, these two dimensions of love, intimate companionship, are what provide the basis for a successful marriage. A marriage that fulfills the sense of being a mithaqan ghaliza, a tremendous covenant. And any covenant can only be tremendous when it returns us back to the most primordial of covenants, the sense of our commitment to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be of those who witness His Lordship. So if we think and realize that this is the deeper symbolism, this is the immense spirituality that our marital lives are meant to support, then you would think that you would start your marital life in the best of ways. We want to start our marital lives in a state of illumination. As some of the scholars say, that someone whose bidayah, whose beginning is mushriqa, is illuminated, then their ending will be illuminated. And so, what is the way to begin your marriage in the form of illumination? It is to ensure that the wedding itself is a wedding that takes place with barakah, with a state of grace that reflects the advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that contains within it forms of balance and no giving to extremes and no contraventions of the sharia. So brothers and sisters, this khutbah today is a reminder that we start our marital lives, and that inshallah ta'ala many of the youth may be considering getting married, so that we start it in the best of ways. And one of the ways that is often forgotten is moderation. Many a time we find, based on certain customs, that people overburden themselves with the costs of the wedding function, trying to ensure that it is grand and it outdoes others in extravagance. And this is not the way of guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the advice of those who are wise. Unfortunately, many families spend so much on the weddings and ostentatious ceremonies that this results in a kind of debt, which in turn results in psychological pressures leading to marital disputes after the wedding. So the way of wisdom and the way of prudence is to make sure that the wedding function is not something that burdens you for debt for years. It's not wise that you spend more money in hours and that results to stress and anxiety for years. So parents, we should realize that the honoring of our children, and especially the honoring of our daughters, does not lie in the grandeur of her weddings or what people say about how great the wedding was. Rather, the honor lies in the continuity of good companionship and the excellence of the marital relationship that results in piety. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells spouses and primarily the men to ensure that they treat their wives with kindness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Live with them in kindness. So if a person thinks that the exorbitant costs of marriage are somehow connected to the status of who is getting married or the dignity of their family, then they just need to reflect on the simplicity by which the Prophet ﷺ conducted the marriage of his own daughter. They need to reflect on the simplicity and natural nature by which the Prophet ﷺ allowed for the stipulation of the dowry for his own daughter. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min yumni al-mar'ati taysir khitbatiha wa taysir sadaqiha." And he says, indeed, from the signs of blessings when it comes to a woman is the ease of her engagement and the facilitation of her dowry. In other words, it's something that is easy to meet. It's something that can be facilitated. And so this is what we should take as the beacon for our guidance. This is what we should take as the customs that we seek to instill in ourselves and in our children. And this is why we find that from the earliest years of the foundation of this country, the founder itself, Sheikh Zayed, may Allah have give peace and rest to his soul, one of the things he wanted to instill was the custom of society that we do not be given to extravagance and exorbitant dowries in wedding celebrations. Because this in turn becomes something prohibitive in terms of making it difficult for people to get married, but also introduces often psychological stress in the aftermath of such marriages. And it's not the way of following our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brothers and sisters, let us make sure that we start our marriages on the best foot, with the best of intentions, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and making sure that the wedding functions that we have are reflective of these intentions and these ambitions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us be amongst those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. That when they spend, they do not do so excessively or sparingly, but hold a balance between these two extremes. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.